I'm Phil Nee with sports. The 49th WIAA Girls State Basketball Tournament will take place this weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Representing Southwest Wisconsin and the SWAL, fourth seed Cuba City, last year's runner-up, back for the second year in a row and for a membership leading 18th time overall. The Cubans have also won more state titles than any other program with 11, having last won it in 2015. Also, Division 5 represented by the Six Rivers member, Barneville, the number 3 seed, qualifying for the state tournament for the 12th time overall and the first since 2016. The Golden Eagles have won 6 state titles, having captured crowns in 95, 98, 99, 2005, and Division 5 titles in 2014 and 2015 as well. Barneville will play on Friday morning against Lord's Academy. That will be at approximately 10:30, following Assumption and Owen Withy. Division 4 action for Cuba City will take place Thursday night at 6:35 when they take on the Prairie School, to be followed by St. Mary Catholic and Durand, Arkansas as well. Tonight's River Valley Spring Sports Meeting will get underway at 6 o'clock in the West New Gym at River Valley High School. All spring athletes planning to be a part of boys and girls track and field, boys golf, baseball, softball, and girls soccer, along with a parent, should plan to attend tonight's meeting at River Valley. High school girls wrestling took another step forward during the 24-25 season with great participation. The Southwest Conference is out with its all-conference list of girls. At 100, the conference champion Rosalie Kossman of Prairie du Chien, the runner-up Maya Markline of Dodgeville. 107 pounds, Kaylee Spildy of Richland Center was first, Ava Lord, Dodgeville second team, and the honorable mention, Lily Vesperman of Lancaster. At 120, Aspen Gallo of Prairie du Chien, Amelia Johnson Lancaster was runner-up, and Mariah Abde of Richland Center was the honorable mention wrestler. At 126, Brooklyn Hankey Lancaster was a champion, Mackenzie Schulte of River Valley second, and Mallory Spurley Dodgeville an honorable mention. At 132, first place, Olivia Ball of Lancaster, Madeline Muller, Richland Center was runner-up, and Jenna Johnson Dodgeville, an honorable mention. At 138, Ireland Sheka of Prairie du Chien was a champion, Raquel Venson of Lancaster, runner-up. 145, Montana Joles, River Valley, first, Valerie Favre, Richland Center, second. At 152, J.C. Davis, Belmont Platteville, a champion, Sophia Burr of Lancaster, was a runner-up. Other conference champions from the Southwest Conference and league leaders: at 185, Brielle Walmer of Dodgeville first, Addison Claycomb of Prairie du Chien second, and Hazel Corbett, River Valley, the honorable mention. And at 235, first place, Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville. Coach of the Year, Tyson Wolf of Lancaster, and the Wrestler of the Year was Callie Davis of Belmont Platteville. Congratulations to the girl wrestlers from this year's Southwest Wisconsin Conference. City League basketball. Round one of the tournament happened this past Sunday. In the 5:30 game, number 5 seed Goon Squad defeated Team Lyle 69-42. The Goon Squad was led by Ira Coppernall with 27, including 6 three-pointers, and Andre Tainer had 15 points with 3 three-pointers. Team Lyle was led by Jacob Dickman with 10 points and Lyle Cradwell with 9. In the 6:30 game, second seed WCCU defeated third seed 608, 66-53. WCCU was led by Connor Ellison's 22 points, including 4 three-pointers for Connor, and Caleb Olson had 13. The 608 team was led by Ben Dray's 33 with 3 three-pointers, and Adam Baronic and Caleb Frawley each had 10 points. And in the 7:30 game, number 1 seed Stanek Construction defeated number 5 seed Goon Squad 65-36. Stanek's led by Les Wilkinson with 24, including 4 three-pointers, and Brady Ewing had 11. The Goon Squad was led by Ira Coppernall with 14, 3 three-pointers, and Andre Tainer with 9 points. The league tournament championship game will be played on Sunday at 5:30, featuring number one seed Stanek Construction against number two seed WCCU. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Series high, Vanity Fur Grooming, a 34.90. Richland Family Restaurant had a 34.89. And New York Life, a 34.28. Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12.99 game. Richland Family Restaurant, a 12.14. New York Life, 12.05. Jake Morris, 103 over average, with a 7.36. Kirk Bartow had a 6.64. Ken Nix Sr., a 6.49. High game honors went to Jake Morris, a 2.79, Kirk Bartow, a 2.66, and Todd Gruber, a 2.46. Tim Callen bowled a 6.37 series, 1.18 over average, in the Major Bowling League. The Brewers have trimmed their roster again with opening day less than 3 weeks away. Top prospect catcher Jefferson Kiro was among the cuts reported Monday. The 22-year-old Kiro is recovering from shoulder surgery and is expected to be on the Major League roster later this season. Also being sent to the minor league camp were pitchers Grant Anderson, Logan Henderson, Carlos Rodriguez, and Grant Wolfram. Christian Yelich is working his way back after back surgery last year. He talked about the fact that he feels he can still contribute.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. Yeah, you know, I was feeling pretty good and it went downhill fast, but that's how it goes sometimes. But I still think I can do it at a high level and, you know, just got to go out there and do it.
And with Willy Adames now out of the Brewer lineup, Yelich was asked where the power hitting will come from.
It's a valid question, you know, wondering where the power comes from. But, you know, I think we had it at times last year and we didn't have it at times. Like, we've proven that we've got a lot of ways we can score. You know, it doesn't matter how you do it as long as you can get the runs on the board. But obviously the, whatever it was, 10, 11 three-run homers Willie had last year, like, that helps. But, you know, he's not here, so you're going to have to figure it out.
The Brewers won yesterday 7-5 over Seattle. They will play the Cubs today in spring baseball. The Cubs yesterday were winners against Cleveland 7-4. Also, the Cardinals were winners as St. Louis scored the victory yesterday over the Mets. It was Miami 10-5 over Washington, and the Yankees beat Detroit 10-2. Philadelphia over Minnesota 4-1. The Bucks and Indiana Pacers meet in Gainbridge Fieldhouse tonight as the NBA season enters the home stretch. Milwaukee has 19 regular season games remaining. The Pacers are a good shooting team, hitting more than 49% of their floor shots, good for third in the league. They are 21st on defense, allowing opponents to score just over 115 points per game. The Green Bay front office has been busy. The Packers announced the signing of two free agents Monday. The team reached an agreement on a 4-year, $77 million contract with former 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. That likely means two-time Pro Bowl lineman Elgton Jenkins will move to center. GM Brian Gutekunst also worked a deal with Raiders cornerback Nate Hobbs, 4 years, $48 million. The 27-year-old Banks has given up just one sack in nearly 900 pass-blocking snaps since 2023, and the 26-year-old Hobbs was ranked 11th in covered success among the cornerbacks targeted at least 40 times last year. There was a big payday for quarterback Sam Darnold, who agreed to a 3-year, $100.5 million deal with the Seahawks. It was Darnold who had his best season with the Vikings in 2024, leading them to 14 wins, replacing Geno Smith, who was traded to the Raiders last week. For the Raiders, they will pick up a quarterback. Seahawks get rid of one. That leaves a possible vacancy in Minnesota, depending on how the Vikings proceed. And a person with knowledge of the deal tells the AP the Jets and former Steelers quarterback Justin Fields have agreed to a 2-year contract worth $40 million. Fields would step in as New York starter in place of Aaron Rodgers. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.